Hello and welcome to the fourth episode at WMVHS. The music you're hearing now was created by Josh in the genre of jazz. This episode is entitled The Road Before Us and is dedicated to the class of 2010. And we have a special guest coming up, but first, here's a tune sung by Oscar with Rizzo on keyboard, a classic tune by the Beatles, It's Only Love.
I get high when I see you go by. My oh my, when you sigh, my inside just flies. Butterflies, why am I so shy when I'm beside you? It's only love, and that is all. Why should I feel I do? It's only love, and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Is it right that you and I should fight every night? Just the sight of you makes nighttime bright, very bright. It's only love, and that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love, and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Yes, it's so hard loving you, loving you.
Here at Marta Valle, we are honored to have a special guest with us here in the studio. Chancellor Joel Klein is here and has agreed to do a short interview. Welcome, Chancellor Klein.
Thank you, Miguel. Great to be with you guys.
All right. Our first question is, what are your thoughts on the integration of technology in education, for example, our music program here in Marta Valle?
So first of all, I've just had a chance to see your music program, and it's terrific. I mean, it's exactly the kind of thing that will get students engaged, excited. You can see it in your classroom. And I think this is the future. I think everything that's going to happen in education now is going to start to look toward how do we effectively integrate technology into the classroom, into the teaching experience, so that you can make the experience for the students much more robust. That's why we started a thing in New York, which we're now pioneering, called the School of One. And it's much, much more technologically sophisticated, integrating various modalities and letting individuals move at their own pace. So that's why it's called School of One, for one student. And your school will be participating in something we call our Innovation Zone next year. So you guys are ahead of the curve, which is really exciting, but it's really where the future of education goes. I was at an event last night just in New York City where they were talking about the future of education and talking about virtual schools and the use of technology. So you guys will be doing this on your advanced placement courses next year. So I think you're ahead, but that's where we're going.
Thanks, Mr. Klein, for that response. Our second question is, where do you put the importance of music in education?
I put music and the arts more generally as very important in education. So sometimes people think because we focus so much on math and English language arts, which are important. Every kid's got to know math and know English language arts, got to know history, got to know science. But I think in the course of a school day, you have time for music and the arts and physical education. I know it's tough to balance everything, but you see our students respond to music, and you see how that engages them oftentimes in their other subjects. And plus, you know, if you think about it, as you get more involved in music, you understand it better. You get more sophisticated in technology, like what you guys are doing. These are transferable skills, and that's one of the important bridges we've got to build, is learning skills that can move from area to area. And second of all, music can be very supportive in terms of the work you're doing in math, understanding the whole relationship between the different notes and everything like that. So I see this as both great in its own right and has big spillover effect.
Thank you. Thank you, Chancellor Klein. And on behalf of myself, Mr. Rizzo, and all of us involved in WMVHS podcast, we would like to thank you so much for making time to be with us today. And before you go, is there any advice you would like to give the class of 2010?
First of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be with you, and it's always exciting to see students who are engaged in their work. You know, my advice for the class of 2010 is obviously think seriously about the world that you're going to go into. It's a very different world from when I graduated Bryan High School. I graduated in 1963 from Bryan High School in Astoria. So you're talking almost 50 years ago. And the world then was different from what it is now. This world will be much more global. You will be much more involved with what's going on in other countries. The challenges for your generation will be different in terms of making sure, particularly in a world where there are nuclear threats, that the world is safe, that America remains competitive, and that you guys have the skills you'll need to compete in a very competitive global environment. So my advice is always, you know, really stay focused on the schoolwork, get to the right colleges, develop your skills, apply yourself hard, and look forward to what I think will be an exciting life. And the last point is stay involved in public discussions, whether it's elections, whether it's public policy issues, because the kind of society we have depends on young people getting engaged. This is, I always tell this to my own daughter, who's not quite as young as you guys are, but you know, it's really important that young people get engaged in the society in terms of its values, its political processes, and kind of where we're going. So, you know, you're always reluctant to give advice to others, but if there's, you know, and the final piece I always tell people is, you know, don't live other people's expectations, live your own passions, right? People want to tell you, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Look inward and really see what rings your bell. You know, a lot of people like to make money, but money is a small part of what leads to a happy and fulfilling life. And then try to find the right partnership that works for you, because it's can be lonely out there at times, and having somebody you love by your side and a good, strong family is really important.
Well, thank you, Chancellor Klein. It was an honor having you here, and I'm sure everyone will take that advice. It was very helpful, and thanks for being on our show.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you, Chancellor Klein. It was a pleasure having you with us today. This is Mr. Rizzo. And I'd also like to congratulate DJ Cruz, DJ Rod, and DJ Baroa for all their hard work on these podcasts. And I'd like to thank all of you out there listening for your continuous support of us. And now, unfortunately, we have to move the podcast to a tribute to a student who died on April 16th of this year. His name was Wandy. And unfortunately, he was a victim of gang violence. I am very much concerned about this topic because this is the second podcast where we had to do a tribute to a passing student because of gang violence. So I hope that the authorities and the communities will address this problem. I give you back to DJ Rod.
We were all very upset about the passing of Wandy on April 16th. Many students had the urge to express their love and sadness over his death. This next poem was written by Ebony, being spoken over a track that was produced by Wandy.
I'm not sure where to start. I don't know where to begin. I guess I'll start with I miss you, cause that's what I'm feeling within. I miss you like a cloud with no sun in the sky. It has nothing to look up to, and so it cries. Crying raindrops fall onto the ground, to just fade to nothing, nowhere to be found. I miss you like a tree with no leaves, nothing to move and drift in the breeze. Leaves scattered and sowed in, walked upon, a broken soul downtrodden. I miss you like a mouth with no tongue, it cannot speak, all these words left unsung. They just hang in the moment, caught up in the mind, words left unspoken and all left behind. I I miss you like friends all alone, each missing each other. Calling them on the phone, it's like no one's answering your endless calls. Please echoing along deserted halls. I miss you like a lover torn apart from the one she shares for and thinks of each day. When she reaches for his hand and when she reaches for his kiss. And there's nothing there, only memories of this. I miss you as a brother, I miss you as a friend. I miss your words of how we wouldn't end. I miss you as a tree and I miss you as a cloud. I miss you within every tears I cry. Each tear shows I'm not proud. I miss you as I fall apart and I reach out for your touch. And then I remember you're not there. God, I miss you so much, Wandy. Rest in peace.
This next track goes out to Crescent BK. It's called Crescent We Chill. It was made by DJ Cruz and DJ Baroa. It features Roger. All day, baby.
Alright, yeah. Crescent all day. Brooklyn, we go hard. Yeah, you know what? You know what? I'm just gonna chill for a little bit. Put my feet up, lay back, look at the clouds. Just let nothing pass my mind, no stress, no worries. Right now, I'm here for a short time. You know, I don't got time to waste. No stress, no pain. I'm gonna give you a true definition of chilling.
First we chill.
Make up light up like Christmas. I feel like I'm the is for this song.